Happy to be here. Happy to be here in the rain.
Can you talk about why you're here today?
We're here for a meeting of the Illinois River Coordinating Council. And as a part of that meeting, we are celebrating the designation of wetlands of international significance, if I've got it right. Anyway, it's a big deal, the wetlands that we have here in Illinois on the Illinois River, and it's being recognized not just in the state or the nation, but internationally.
Why is this a big deal?
This is a big deal because this is restoration of river territory. It helps us in terms of flood control. It helps us in terms of wildlife habitat. It helps us in terms of what draws people to central Illinois. And this is a beautiful area. So folks who have not yet paid attention should strap the kayak onto their truck and get out here.
This type of restoration, is this rare?
This is obviously something that is not common across the country. This is one of only, I believe, 30-plus areas designated this way in the United States. So, yes, it's something for us to boast about.
Have you been here before?
I have been here before, and it was many years ago on a family camping trip. We explored the museum here and camped out one night along the river, camped out another night in Sandridge State Forest. Our family is already familiar with the area and big fans.
Do you remember what it looked like then compared to what it's like now that the restoration has been done?
Well, in my most vivid memory outside of family memories is just the sense of being by the water and the peacefulness of being by a large body of water with all the waterfowl around. This is something that you don't get to experience every day.
Why do you think this restoration project was important?
It's important because it's a part of our river system. We, as an Illinois River Council, get together because we recognize the many layers of importance of the Illinois River to our economy in terms of moving grain towards international markets, for tourism, for just environmental awareness, making it so that people can make connections with where we're from, with what Illinois looked like before we were here.
Can you talk about a wetland as a tourism destination?
Well, that's part of the excitement about this designation, is that this is an international designation. If someone's thinking about a trip to the Midwestern portion of the United States, they're going to see that this is something worth coming to, that this is worth going out of your way. Don't just fly into O'Hare. Fly there, rent the car, drive down. This is worth the trip for people internationally. It's certainly worth the trip for those of us who are lucky enough to live in Illinois.
For someone coming here as a tourist, I mean, what sort of things would you tell them to look for?
I would say start right here at the museum, which is a part of the Illinois State Museum. Learn a lot about the Native American heritage in the area, what the landscape looked like originally, and that gives you a better perspective when you step out and take a look at the wetlands and imagine what it would have been like many, many years ago if you were an Illinoisan. So I think that's a great place to start. Lots of other historical things to see in and around the area. So start at the museum. Get ready to explore.
I'm good.
I just had one question. I always knew there was an Illinois River Coordinating Council. I didn't realize until recently that there were a couple of other river coordinating councils.
Yes.
How are they similar and how are they different?
They're very similar in structure. They're different in that the Illinois River Coordinating Council is a little bit ahead of the other two in terms of what they can get done, because the Illinois River Coordinating Council was the first one. The other two are the Mississippi River Coordinating Council and the Wabash and Ohio Coordinating Council. So those two are still working on what our agenda should be. Those two have additional challenges of state border issues and working not just with state, local, and federal governments, but with other state governments. So I think that's all the more reason to make sure that we work together. Rivers often form a boundary between two geopolitical units. And sometimes that means that everyone ignores it because it's the middle. We are here to specifically not ignore the Illinois River and to make the most of it as an asset for our state.
Did you strap the kayak onto your car when you came over here
today?
Did not.
I did not, because I'm going up to Chicago after this. I started in Carbondale this morning. We'll wind up in Chicago this evening, so unfortunately there is no kayaking time, and both of our family kayaks are still in southern Illinois today.
All right. Will you get any chance to go out and see Emma Kwan?
Outside of the driving by today, I don't think today I will get to. I have tried to persuade my staff that that I ought to be kayaking all the major bodies of water in the state, but not everyone wants to do that. Not reporters, not always lots of other people involved, so I have to stick with the kayaking on my days off.
Can I ask you about one other topic while
Fire
I got
away.
You here? Because
yes.
You're a big supporter of education.
Absolutely.
The governor's pension plan would move a lot of the pension obligation on local districts, especially downstate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a supporter of that idea?
Let me get you to think about one other part of that pension shift. There's good reasons to think about a pension shift, to put the responsibility of paying for pensions along with the people who make the decisions about salaries. That's a nice link to make. The other thing is, as we fund pensions as a state, the result of that is we fund, through all of our income tax dollars, pensions across the state, including some pensions of some really highly paid education employees. There are 13 districts across the state that have an average salary of more than $100,000. So that means folks in small counties with low real estate values who are paying their teachers very small salaries are helping to support the pensions of some very highly paid employees. Now, I'm all for teachers getting appropriate salaries. I think that's very important. But I also want to make sure that that funding is something that that is shared by the state in a way that is not unfair to some parts of the state.
Do you know if this plan will be put before the House and Senate when the special session is held later this month?
And this needs to be the last question, guys.
Okay. I know that they are still negotiating, that the pension committee has been meeting regularly, and I'm hopeful that we'll have something ready for the August 17th special session and for beyond that if we need to.